Hey, I'm Tyler with the Sports Stop. You're here to listen to me talk about sports, right? Okay, let's talk.
All right, let's jump right into it. So obviously, we are doing a top three takeaways from NFL Sunday's games. Now, we are doing this a little bit early. Usually I do them on Monday morning and post the podcast, but we are doing it on Sunday night because honestly, usually I sometimes recap the 8 o'clock game, and the 8 o'clock game is just kind of a boring one this year or this week. So we're just doing our top three takeaways from, the early window games. We have some of the 1 o'clock window games, some of the 4 o'clock window games. So let's jump right into it. So obviously our first topic is kind of a macro topic. We're going to be talking a lot about playoffs in this episode right here. So talking about playoffs, we have the NFC wildcard teams all pulling out dominant wins. So let's start out with the Green Bay Packers. They obviously blew out the Minnesota Vikings. That game was over in the second quarter. It was over so fast. Obviously, the game started out so weird. The Packers, they had a blocked punt, which set up a Minnesota field goal on like the 3 yard line. And then Green Bay actually housed a, punt return. And then they just scored again off, I forget what it was. It was a Darnell Savage, pick six. And within, halfway through the, first quarter, it was already 14-3, and it just fell over from there. And Green Bay didn't even start anything on offense. There was actually, in fact, not a single first down in the game, and Green Bay was already up 14-3. So it just felt like Green Bay was just, they were just a better team. They were fighting for their playoff hopes, and they won. Obviously, the Giants, they won over Indianapolis, which, if you didn't know, I'm a Giants fan, so I am hyped we made the playoffs. Our defense played great, but Daniel Jones, he played a phenomenal game, probably his best game of the year. He had two touchdowns passing, two on the ground, and he just played a near perfect game. He played probably as well as any quarterback played today, which is insane to say because of Daniel Jones. So obviously the Giants are in the playoffs. They did secure a wild card spot, so there is only, one left, I believe, because the Eagles get one. Dallas gets the other playoff wild card spot. So the Giants and Dallas get the wild card spots. And then there's also one left. So between Green Bay, there's between Green Bay, Detroit, and the Seahawks. Those are the three teams that are kind of left in it. And honestly, I'm not sure what team it's going to be. I think it's going to be someone from the NFC. I forget what that division's called. But it's could be either the Lions or the Packers. And honestly, out of those teams, I think the Packers are the scariest. I think they are, to be honest. But obviously, we had the Giants dominant win, Packers dominant win. The Lions blew out the Bears. That game was over very quickly. It was over at halftime. Obviously, yeah, the Lions blew them out. And then we have the what's it called? The Jets played the Seahawks, and that game was, it wasn't over necessarily super fast, but you could just feel the momentum in that game all on the Seahawks side. Kenneth Walker had one of the best games he had, maybe the last month and a half. He had like 130 rushing yards against, the Jets are like a top five defense in the league. And just because they didn't have a dominant, defensive game on Sunday, their offense got nothing going. Mike White, there is a reason Mike White is a backup in the league. He had to throw 46 times, and he was awful. No touchdowns, two picks. So, Seahawks, Packers, Lions, Giants all had great games. Washington is out of it now. So that's one less team that dropped. And Washington, they had like a weird, press conference with Ron Rivera, the head coach, and he basically kind of implied like, "Oh, this is for a playoff spot. We didn't know that." What do you mean you didn't know that? So Washington's out. Next up, we're going to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles and Miami Dolphins sputtering. So obviously we're not going to go super far into this topic, but the Dolphins, they're just, I feel bad for the Dolphins. They're getting more injury, and they were on like their, I forget what it was. They had their third string left tackle because Teron Armstead was out with the game. And then like immediately their second string left tackle went out with an ankle injury and he never came back. So then they had their third string left tackle, and then Teddy Bridgewater, obviously he went out with a hand injury in like I believe it was like the third quarter or the fourth quarter. So they had to start their third string quarterback, and that it was just downhill from there. Obviously they had the late cover, so it made the game look closer, but once Teddy Bridgewater went out, that game was over. It was over. So I think the playoffs are not going to have the Dolphins in it, which is crazy to think, because if you said that like halfway through the season in like week eight, you would have been, if I said that, you would have called me insane. You would have called me nuts, because people, you know, like in by like week seven, week six, people were thinking the Dolphins were like a top three team in the league. And Tua was like an early MVP candidate. And that just, they've been awful since, you know, week seven, week eight. They've been atrocious. So obviously the Dolphins are just, they're in a bad situation. New England didn't play the greatest game. They had an okay game, but nothing crazy. So obviously if New England wins against Buffalo next week, they actually take the wild card spot, which after last week's loss for New England, I really didn't think they were going to make the playoffs. But if they beat the Bills in week 18, they'll make the playoffs. Last up, we have the Philadelphia Eagles, who are also sputtering, but there's just more injury issues. But the one thing that does concern me is Jalen Hurts. If he doesn't play in week 18, you're telling him that he's probably not going to have played football for a month, and his first game back is a playoff game. That's concerning. And what's also concerning is they also may not have the number one seed, because they've lost 2 weeks now, and they have a 12-3 record, or maybe it's 13-3. It's one of those. But obviously, if they lose in week 18, you know, the Niners could scoop that up. Dallas could scoop that up. Minnesota's a fraud. I'm not saying that just because Green Bay blew them out, but I kind of knew Minnesota wasn't as good as their record was. I kind of called it out halfway through the year, and that's kind of just been confirmed. So Dolphins, I think half of it is injuries and half of it is they're just kind of falling apart. And then the second, you know, for the Eagles, they just can't put it all together. And the Eagles, they're injury rattled right now. And then last up, our last topic, we have the San Francisco 49ers taking on the Las Vegas Raiders. And not a lot of people watch this game. Wasn't on a lot of televisions. Is mostly just the Packers and Vikings game. That was mostly what was, you know, around, you know, the U.S. For the 4 o'clock window game. But wow, what a game that was. If you got to see that game was a back and forth all day long with Jared Stidham and Brock Purdy. That was probably the best 4 o'clock window game of the week. The Chargers and Rams didn't really feel close. Wasn't close. Green Bay and Vikings, that was not close. And this game, 49ers and Raiders, came down to overtime. The Niners edged out the 49ers. Sorry, the 49ers edged out the Raiders 37-34 in overtime. That was a crazy game. Devontae Adams was making plays all day long. He had like 153 yards, 2 touchdowns. Crazy game from Devontae Adams. And that was with Jared Stidham. That was a very impressive win. So kind of looks bad on Derek Carr that, you know, the Raiders were that close to winning versus the 49ers, who many people believe the 49ers are a top five team in the league. And on any given week, the 49ers could be very good. So obviously that was a very impressive loss from the Raiders. Obviously, we all know they're, once they benched Derek Carr, they were done for the year. And the 49ers, they still look to get that number one seed. So we'll see what happens with that. All right, I appreciate you guys for listening. Hope you guys have a good week, and Happy New Year's. Peace.